joydancer.com. Listen as Alan shares with a client how all children tell themselves a terrible lie that continues to limit their entire lives until the spell is broken.
There's something very, very important that I want to remind you about. And open your heart, take time, slow down, and please listen carefully to this message. When you came into this world, you were life itself. You were love itself. You were acceptance itself. You came into this world deeply in love. You didn't know that. You didn't have to be conscious of that. There was nothing to learn or do or some special way to have to behave in order to prove that. You simply were that. You were born like everyone into this world as a completely innocent being. In the very beginning, you didn't know what anything was. You didn't know anything about good and bad and right and wrong and pretty and ugly and shameful and You knew nothing like that. All you knew was that, in fact, at the very beginning, you didn't even know that you were separate from your surroundings. There was colors without knowing it was colors. It was sound without knowing that it was sound. There was this immersion in a world, a beautiful world of experience. You came here as experience. In time, you started learning to differentiate yourself from other. In time, you learned to move your hand, and then you saw mom and dad's hands there, and you wanted to move them, but you couldn't, and you realized, oh, I am separate, I am distinct, I am in this body, and they are in that body, and we are different, we are separate. And that sense of separation grew and was reinforced by the people around you, all the caregivers, the siblings, the everything that happened in your environment reinforced this idea that you were separate from it, separate from everything else but you. And as your domestication deepened, you started being made wrong, started being emotionally abandoned for being who you were, being the way you were. This universe is one beautiful whole. There's nothing that could possibly be outside of this universe. If there was something outside the universe, it might try to judge the universe. And so we would say to it, no, you're part of the universe. In order to make the universe wrong or bad, we have to have something separate from it that can judge it. And when you came into this world, there was only one you, one universe, and there was no judgment. There was no way you could even consider that there was anything wrong with you because you were one, one with the entire universe. As your domestication continued, however, and you started seeing, perceiving, learning that you were separate, then there were two. 3, 4, 5, 6, but there were two in the duality. And in the duality, there could be right and wrong, good and bad, and you were taught what it was to be good and what it was to be bad. And it didn't have to be by words, language. It could simply be by innuendo or by not getting your needs met. Your need, your basic need as a young child was for unconditional love. Your need as a child was to have somebody see you come into the room and light up and delight and look at you and grab the remote and turn off the TV, look at you and say, come here, sweetheart, sit down with me and be with me. And put their arm around you and hug you and hold you and look into your eyes and listen to you. Whether you came in crying at 2 or disturbed at 3 or 5 or 10 or 20, you needed somebody to listen and somebody to tell you that whatever was going on for you, whatever emotions or experiences you were having, was perfect Because in this universe of perfection, if we declare that this universe is perfect, then we have to assume that you can't have an imperfect part of a perfect whole. And if that's true, then there could be no part of this perfect universe that's not perfect as part of that whole, because there's nothing outside of the perfect wholeness of the universe to make it wrong. And that's the love of this divine creator, the love of God that says, I love my creation so much that I'm going to offer it a new version of me. I'm going to take the life that I am, the love that I am, and I'm going to manifest it in a little package, and I'm going to send her into a family, and they have the opportunity to allow her to light up their lives. And that little girl came into that world as the light, and they had the possibility of being lightened, enlightened, delighted by that little girl in her presence. In time, though, they started trying to get her to conform to their dream, and they were too busy, and they were too distracted, and they were too uninterested, and they abandoned this little girl emotionally and perhaps even physically. And this little girl came to a huge crossroads in her life. Age one or two, around two, usually that terrible twos time. And she looked at these people and she looked at herself, and by now she's learning that there's things wrong with her. People get angry at her because of the way she feels. They repress her feelings. They send her to her room. Or they simply ignore her. Or they take her to church and tell her about a God, and it's a punishing God with all kinds of rules, and she's afraid, and she doesn't know what to do about it. And she looks at these people and realizes somewhere deep inside, unconsciously, she knows that these people are not meeting her needs, that she's afraid because of that. And she says to herself, she has to decide, is this because of me or because of them? Now, the truth was that the problem was with them. The problem was they didn't know how to fling their hearts open and say, oh my God, look what God has brought us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. What a privilege and an honor, and we're so grateful to be the stewards of this little life and to create a safe spiritual and psychic physical space for her to grow and mature and find out what it is that God wanted her to bring to this world. What was the special gift that she brought? So she looks at the parents and she looks at herself, and she has two choices. Is it them or is it me? Why am I not getting my needs met? Why am I separate? Why am I afraid? Why can't I get it right for them? And the truth is that it's them. The truth for this little girl is that her parents just were not capable of meeting the needs of this child, you. We're not saying it's bad or wrong or judging them. We're simply telling the truth of what was. They could not meet her needs, this precious little girl. The little girl, however, if she looked at that and thought, they can't meet my needs, and she's a little tiny girl, and she knows that they are her only source of getting any needs met for survival, ultimately, she can't face the fact that they can't meet her needs. So she has to tell herself a lie. She has to tell herself that it's her fault. And it's a huge lie. She has to say, it's because of the things wrong with me that they reject me, that they abandon me emotionally, that they frighten me. It has to be something about me. Because that way she thinks, maybe I can control it, maybe I can get it right, and then I can get the love that I need from them. It's the only way that that little girl saw that she could control her environment and get her needs met, even though she was telling herself a big lie. If you remember in the Four Agreements, and be impeccable with your word, Miguel says that to be impeccable with your word is to never use it against yourself. He says that our word is everything we think, say, do, feel, act. And to use our word against ourselves is to sin. Impeccata. To be without sin is impeccable. Peccata meaning sin. So when we use our word against ourselves, we're sinning in the Toltec tradition. When that little girl told herself this big lie, which she had to do for her psychic survival, she was using her word against herself, which in our language is a sin, and I call it the original sin. It's the first time that this little girl used her word against herself in such a big way in order to survive psychically, to say, it's not them, it's me. It gave her control. It gave her hope. Then she could pay attention to what they didn't like. She could try to get it right for them. And she tried and she tried and she tried. All through her life, not just in her childhood. Don't be like your sister. Don't do this. Don't be like that. Don't care about that. Don't be attracted to that. This bright, beautiful little girl, afraid now that there's something wrong with her and she doesn't know what it is and she has no way of fixing it. And so she lives in this perpetual fear of being abandoned and dying. And it's all based on one very simple lie that she had to tell herself in order to survive psychically about surviving physically. And that lie was, it's not them, it's me. And now as an adult, as a warrior, your job with this little girl is to change that lie to the truth. Your job with that little girl that still lives inside of you is to hold her and break the spell of honor thy father and thy mother like it's some kind of magical thing that has to be obeyed without even knowing what that means. Your job is to break that spell over her and to tell her the truth. It wasn't you, sweetheart. It was them. They couldn't meet your needs. And it wasn't your fault. It had nothing to do with who you were, how you felt, what you did, what you needed, what you didn't need. You came into this world perfect, whole, complete, with a destiny and an unfolding of a unique expression of God's love. They were incapable of meeting that. They were incapable of nurturing that. They were incapable of being loving, delighted stewards of that. And it had to do with them. We're not making them wrong. We're not judging them. We're just talking about the facts. The fact is, they didn't know how to do it. And now you do. If that abandonment and that rejection, especially of her feelings, her fear, her needs, her love, whatever it was, if the wounding was caused by the rejection of that, then the healing has to be in the love and acceptance of that emotion, fear, love, excitement, desire, all that that little girl came here to be, to nurture that, to meet that need for validation of that, to meet that need for being delighted in her, changes her dream from fear to love. It takes her back and starts her over. Takes her back to the original sin. Changes the lie that she had to tell herself and moves her forward into her life. It's a very simple thing. But it's not easy because of the years of conditioning and fear. But now is your time to do it. Now is your time. And I know that you can do this. There's no pressure on you about how you do it, when you do it, nothing. There's only to embrace the truth, to see what happened to this little girl and to change her dream to the truth. She told herself a lie. She had to. All children have to. Now you can tell her the truth. It wasn't you. It was them. In complete love for them, complete acceptance of them, they didn't mean to hurt. They didn't mean to create fear. They didn't know what they were doing. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They are forgiven. They are released. And now it's time for you to create a new dream, a new life, a life based in love and acceptance. I bless you in that life. I bless you in this endeavor, and I know that this is the perfect time for you.
Join us at joydancer.com, where we are dancing in joy with life.